We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler, and the Packers season is over. 22-10, the final, as the Eagles have beaten the Packers in the wildcard round. Saquon Barkley, just go score the touchdown, dude. We gotten too far with that. There are times when going down is the right move, but in a situation like that, just go score the touchdown. Go score the touchdown. You've practiced your whole life to get to this point. You can rip off a 75-yard run in the playoffs. Go score, dude. Stupid. But 22-10 is the final. And the Packers are out of the playoffs once again. I am kind of unbothered by this since in a short-term window. I feel a little unbothered by it since I'm not surprised about this. I had no expectation. I had no hope. I had no even like prayer. I didn't think there was any situation where the Packers won this game. And you may think, good for you. Way to cope. You may think, fuck you. You got to believe. I never thought they were going to win. So in a vacuum, I'm unbothered. Now, big picture, we can talk about some of that stuff, but I'm not sad because this was the outcome I expected. I expected this as much as I expect the sun to come up tomorrow. I didn't see us winning this game. Now, bigger picture, there are things to be talked and said about that, but this particular game, I did not expect to win. Now, could they have won? Should they have won? Could a better team have won? Could a better version of the Packers have won? Sure. But what version of the Packers is this? I had plenty of fruitful discussions with former colleagues of mine about Jordan Love. Basically, I've been fighting about Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers for 3 hours. You can fill in the blanks. I think that if this year was last year and last year was this year, we'd be feeling good. Because last year they won a wild card game and then lost in the divisional round in a game they really should have won. And this year they lost in a wild card game and looked pretty bad doing it. And I think there's two people that are going to be talked about a lot, and that's Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. With LaFleur, he is a good coach. There's a lot of talk. I had a call this week about how, because there's guys that are coordinators and not coaches. There's guys that are coordinators and not coaches. LaFleur is not that. He's better than a coordinator. He is a good coach. But is he a great coach? Absolutely not. And is he a good leader? I don't know. And I know his body language and the emotion and all that kind of stuff gets talked about, but I don't trust him. I don't feel like he's going to come up in a big spot. I'm wondering if I'm sick. I'm wondering if I have COVID. I hope I do, because that would explain. I had from Metro Market the absolute worst chicken that I've ever had in my life. I mean, it was disgusting. It was Nashville hot, like chicken tenders. And there was just, and I never complain about food. I will eat garbage like a raccoon. but this was gross. And I'm hoping it's gross. I'm hoping it had no taste. And I'm hoping I like can't taste. Cause I don't want the dream of Metro Market Hot Bar being a delicacy to be dead for me. But we might be there. Packers lose 22-10. Again, a lot of people are going to talk about Matt LaFleur. And I think that we should. He's had better teams than this, though. First couple of years, he went to the NFC Championship game. He had Aaron Rodgers. Now he's got Jordan Love. And Jordan Love, I think, looked so good last year. And then he was looking good this year, and then we all had to go Toyota-thon about it. We should have just kept our mouths shut. But with Jordan Love, I think he's been hurt all year. And there's things to talk about Love and be like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. It's the same with like Brock Purdy. These are good quarterbacks. Are they worth $60 million? If that's the market, is that what they're worth? But the Packers could do a lot worse than Jordan Love. They could do a lot worse. If they don't have Jordan Love, who is their quarterback? Who is their quarterback? If they never drafted Jordan Love, they probably run it with Rodgers into the ground. We fucking suck for 2 years. Then he retires. And then what do? We draft Drew Aller. We sign Geno Smith. I mean, what do we realistically do? And Love's going to get always, he's in a tough spot because not only is he following a Hall of Famer, he's following two of them. I've always said my dream job is to be the Brewers play-by-play guy the year after Bob Uecker retires, and because I'll be so shitty on purpose. Like, I'll be bad, and then the next guy would owe me a big favor because he can't be Uecker, but he's better than me. And now, you know, the Brewers actually have good radio guys. But when you're replacing, imagine if there were two Uechers. Imagine if you had Uecker for 60 years and then a just as good as maybe better version. And then the next guy to replace him, it's like, geez. I mean, this guy's going to blow regardless. So what are we comparing Love to? Are we comparing Love to Rodgers at his peak? Because he's not that. Are we comparing Love to Rodgers now? Does the Jets version of Aaron Rodgers win this football game? Think about that. Does the Jets version of Aaron Rodgers win this football game? Because there is an answer, and it's absolutely fucking not, and you're insane if you think so. There's no chance. Let's go to some comments via the YouTube, and I'll throw the link up here in a minute. A reminder, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. I know a lot of you guys took advantage of BART. Maybe you could still sneak that in. But BART, 25% off every order. You're going to need some gummies. You're going to need a little of the THC to get through some of these press conferences. To get through the Matt LaFleur, oh, I don't know, I suck. Oh, geez, I'm bad. Yeah, I have visible snot on the camera. That was gross. Sorry about that. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com. They're also available in Muskego. The seltzers are really a good way for a lot of people how they've been using the product as of late. So you can get those via the website as well with the promo code BART. Ian says, I don't ever want coaches saying Nixon is good. So this kickoff to begin the game, like they were never going to win this game. I'm still very convinced of that, but they were never going to win this game. But he fumbled the kickoff and then he recovered it. And this is one of the weird things about football. Of the million weird things about football that exist, one of the weird things about football is even if you recover it, you can still fight for the football after the play. The play is done. There's a guy on the ground. The clock should be stopped, but yet you can fight for the football just like on offense. Because on defense, we protect the head, okay? There were a lot of Bills that like were looking to die today, but we protect the head. You got to protect the head. But then on offense, if you want to take your arm and jam a player's helmet, bon appetit! Makes no sense. What a pile of bullshit that game was from Adam. Yep, pretty much. Jake says this Eagles team is not very good, very easily gettable with a disciplined team. Well, and this is perfect for the Eagles. The Eagles have had a few weeks without Jalen Hurts. They got a little bit of a rust off today, and now they can go and play next week at home and then probably have a showdown with the Lions. So this was great for them. We were not the team that was going to beat the Eagles. And there's a lot of reasons why. We're not good enough, which is fine. I don't think we're there yet. Next year is where the expectations come. It's going to be the third year of Jordan Love as a starter. Next year. And he's been banged up. He's been banged up. I think some of that has to go into consideration. And this team, my God. Talking about players dying. Reed died. Dobbs died. I don't even know. I don't know who the hell we were playing in that game. I've heard of Jacob Monk. I remember him being drafted, perhaps. I've heard of Kadeem Telfort. They were talking about Travis Glover. I thought they were talking about an Eagles defender. I'd never heard of this guy. Never even heard of this guy that came in on the offensive line. Never heard of him. Mark D, can we start a conversation about MLF? He's like Budenholzer. Great coach, not a good postseason coach. Bud did win a title. Yeah, I think there's a ceiling in Florida LaFleur. The floor is good. You're not going to have a bad year. The ceiling, I mean, it's basically a Mike Tomlin situation. You'll have good years under Matt LaFleur, but will you win a Super Bowl? No. At least I don't think so. Can you imagine Matt LaFleur coaching four games in the playoffs, win or lose? Win or die? I'm having a hard time. Logan says jury may have to come back to the courtroom on Jordan Love. No, I'm not going to go there yet. We got to have... Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This is disgusting. Yeah, COVID. Do I have COVID? COVID-25. Remember when COVID happened, there was a movie? What was that movie where it was like COVID-23, a strand of COVID-23? That was way worse. Remember how people still hate me because I said wear a mask? Because I wanted sports to come back? I didn't expect to win, but man, did Love look bad. He did not look good. He threw three picks. That last one, what are you going to do? Probably pass interference anyway. Jordan Love, 20 for 33, 212, and three interceptions, was sacked twice. His rating, for what it's worth, is 41.5. Which is dog shit. Josh Jacobs eventually, he got hurt too. He was the team. 18 for 81. He was basically the whole team. Rashawn Gary, he had a sack, right? Just not a good game. So I think they lost today. They were always going to lose today. They were always going to lose today. Always. They were never going to win this game. Never. So now next year, what's the deal? If this happens next year, pitchforks. Can't. But this year, they just weren't good enough. And I don't know that... I feel unbothered by that. I mean, you get into the playoffs, you lose. Okay. You get into the playoffs and you lose. That's going to happen. And only one team can win, but this was not great. Oh, a long time since we've seen Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very frustrated.
Yeah? What's bothering you the most?
Well, I expected Jordan Love to play better than he did.
Yeah, we lost. I think we were going to lose, but Love could have been better.
He's getting paid $55 billion to show that.
Yeah. Did you think we were going to win?
No, but I don't think he played that badly.
No. Do you think he's not the guy?
No, I wouldn't say that yet, but
Was that you that put this up, or is this a different Mark?
That's me. That's me.
Oh, okay, Mark. What do you think about LaFleur?
I don't like LaFleur.
I mean, I like him, but I think he needs to. I think he gets a little more leeway than other coaches in other cities would. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, he did have Rodgers before this, but like,
well, you didn't win with him either. You become the coach of the Green Bay Packers. You've got Rodgers winning MVPs after they draft Love, and he's still kicking field goals. That ain't no good.
And of course, the field goal, McMaster's first one of the year.
Yeah. Terrible. Mark's here. Q's jumping in, looking all Stanley Tucci as normal.
You guys got any olive oil?
I don't get the reference. Oh, does he sell olive oil?
I don't know. It just seemed Italian.
You think you look like Stanley Tucci, right?
I only think that when you bring it up.
Well, the glasses go a long way. The glasses do a lot of work.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit. So
don't tell me you were screaming during the game.
Just on Twitter, so it didn't affect my voice.
Well, we could talk about this, or we could talk about the Bucks losing by 75 points in New York.
No. This is more important today.
I got a comment from you. It says I'd hang some blame on Goody.
Yeah, this team lacks depth, and he did pick up our two like best players this year in Xavier and Jacobs, but we're still relying on homegrown receivers and cornerbacks, and it just hasn't been good. And it seems like we're an injury or two away from just seeing what we saw today, and that it just wasn't enough. And I agree with Jake, like Philly is not going to go far in this playoffs. Unless
I don't think that
you think they will.
I mean, I don't think that this is indicative of who they are.
So you think this was like a preseason playoff matchup? And
I think it was a take the rust off game. Yeah.
I guess that's their only hope.
AJ Brown had one catch. This motherfucker is reading a goddamn book.
He's hurt
on the sidelines.
I think he's out there and like needs surgery. Like I think he's just like a shadow player. What do they call it in the NBA?
Decoy?
Yeah, he's a decoy. We're like the best player goes out there, but they're so hurt they can't do anything. I think he was a decoy in this game.
Well, are people like, what are people mad about? Are people mad that I was talking to my family all day and they're like, I'm like, guys, we're not going to win. And they're like, Bart, I'm not being negative. They were never going to win this game. I'm sorry.
So I think most people that I've seen are in Mark's camp where they are questioning Jordan Love's legitimacy and, Mark, I'm not putting you in this camp, but I think that most people
named it Mark's camp.
Well, I think most of them are idiots. Sorry, Mark. So, in my mind, Jordan Love is probably going to have surgery on his knee in the next month. I think he's been playing hurt the entire season. And I think that we definitely had the worst skilled group in our division. Like the only person of note on our offense was Josh Jacobs. Everyone else is homegrown and like they're basically like a hope and a prayer. Like they might be good sporadically, but most teams don't go very far with a bunch of homegrown talent. Like this isn't the MLB. Like this is the NF fucking L. Like, if you're serious, you need to put up and sign some skilled players. So, like, and not only did we have the worst skilled positions in our division, but I would say we had the worst in the NFC playoffs. Like, if you put Jordan Love on any other team in the NFC, I would bet that team would win the Super Bowl. He made this team, this offense, run by a fucking idiot in Matt LaFleur.
Like, look, he good. Is hurt. He's been hurt all year. He's make excuses for Jordan Love this year where we thought he was going to be out for the season the last time these two teams played.
Yeah, and he's played through it all fucking year. That's what I'm saying. And I don't appreciate, like, everyone hung last week's game on Love when he threw 12 passes. And then this week he loses his goddamn best offensive left guard, his best lineman, on the first play of the game. And then they've only got rookies behind him. And then throughout the game, he loses his receivers and everyone's blaming him. And on top of that, like, the special teams are so moronic that he's down 7-0 before he even knows what to do with it.
Well, we did get hosed there. If this team was better, I'd be more pissed about that. We did get fucked on that.
So, like, I guess I'm here partially to defend Love, even though I think it's pointless. I don't think anyone, like, I just think the entitlement of this fan base cannot handle a quarterback having, like, a mediocre season. Even if they lack support and were uninjured, they just are like a bunch of bratty little teenagers that didn't get the car that they wanted from daddy.
You just got paid $55 million.
He didn't make that this year. It's the market going rate. He earned it based off of his play last year when you had a fucking boner because he beat Dallas. So shut the fuck up. Sorry, Mark. I'm pissed off at all of Packers Nation.
I think the $55 million thing, like, these quarterbacks, if you have a good one, you pay them the next contract as the market goes. You're not going to say, oh, well, the money's too high, we're going to go a different – then who do we have? Derek fucking Carr?
Yeah.
We're not going to get anybody better. What are we going to do? We draft 24th every goddamn year. Here, I got a couple comments. Nathan, you know I love him. He's got a little tiny baby. Very cute. Congrats. Feels like this team is in purgatory, and next year we'll decide what happens for the following 10. Yeah, I think next year's a huge year. I think next year's a huge year. If this season is next season, I am irate. But I do think that we are still – we just – if you flip the last 2 years, you feel a lot better. Ryan says 2024 Aaron Rodgers playing for the 2024 Packers wins this game. That is a troll comment. That is bullshit. You're triggering me. You knew it would. There's no fucking way. I promise you. I absolutely promise you. John has been saying shit like this. He wants to be acknowledged. John, hello. He thinks the Bears are going to be good.
Congrats on your big win last week, John.
Congrats on your big win. We actually played today, but congrats on the win last week. Oh, I had a great moment today. I found out Mike Vrabel got hired from Rob Gronkowski. I found that out on NFL on Fox.
Wow. That's how
offline I am these days. I had no idea. It was like the old days. I was pumped.
Can I say one thing about the next year's a big year thing?
Yeah.
So in April, Mark Murphy's getting forced to retire. Ed Policy will take over. So it is anyone clamoring for us to fire Matt Murphy? Matt LaFleur right now,
you'll get that.
Like, it's never going to happen. It's like not going to happen this year. Like,
who is this disembodied head? Is that Jake?
Is it Jake?
Jake?
Who is
it? Yeah, it's me.
Oh, your comment says it starts with me. Did LaFleur say that?
That's what he says after every stupid game that he has where he looks like an idiot. Yeah, it starts with me, guys.
Why are you dark?
It's hard to see your neon shirt when you're in the dark.
Where's your provocative background?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it today. I just don't have the effort. And I'm in a dark room because that game gave me a migraine. So
are you developing photos?
You don't want to know what of.
Sex.
I don't think there's not going to be much sex in this state tonight.
No, I don't think I could perform right now.
Unless it's angry banging.
Unless Happy Place Hemp also has like a Blue Chew thing going on, it's going to be tough for me right now.
Yeah, a Blue Chew collab.
So my kid, you know, we watch sports, and there's three commercials that are sticking with him. One is Liberty, 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 Liberty. The other is Make Me Go Loco Loco for that cruise. He wants to go on a cruise really bad. And then the other one, it's the Blue Chew, where it's always those sexy ladies. Every time he's like, do you like this commercial, Dad? I go, yes.
Well, he is a Winkler.
Yeah. He is a Winkler. That's right. Jake, where are you at feeling-wise?
I had my diatribe about LaFleur last week. He's not the guy that's going to win you a Lombardi. It's just not happening. I put it in the comments, and I've been saying it. To me, he is our Tony Dungy. Like, he's a good coach. He's going to get us to this point, and this is it, and we're going to get about here. And he's not that leader. He doesn't have that killer mentality. He's not going to get you to the next level. So we need, if you remember, Tampa Bay got rid of Dungy, and everybody was up in arms over it because he was a good coach. Then they bring in John Gruden, and they win the Super Bowl in his first year there. So that's what we need, is like our guy to come in, take these guys to that next level. Because LaFleur, he just doesn't have the mindset and the mentality. You can't consistently come out not ready to play. That has to fall on somebody. It has to. And this has been a theme of his since he's been the coach. They never put together 60 minutes of good football. They're always a second half team. We saw it again tonight. Why can't you just have your guys ready to roll? And again, somebody's head has to roll for that. It's got to be Matt LaFleur. I'm going to push back on Q. Jordan Love absolutely deserves criticism. He has regressed this year. There's no doubt about it. I don't know. I call it the Antonio Freeman effect, where guys will get paid on this team. And then
Love's not taking it off because he got paid.
No.
He got hurt.
It off.
It's Love's been hurt all year.
No,
and he has shit players around him.
It's quite the opposite. It's not that he's like...
it's hard to take you seriously in the dark, by the way.
Trying too hard?
Yes. He right now, because he got that money, he feels, I have to be the guy.
Okay, maybe. I don't hate... the gunslinger. I like that a lot more than anything else that's been said.
Yeah, and it's human nature. You get the pressure of, like, I'm being paid as, you know, the top guy in the league or whatever, so I have to perform like it. When in reality... Dude, just be who you were last year. Make the reads, play smart. Now you have a consistent running game you can go to. Just be Brock Purdy with arm talent. That's all we need from you. And it's just he went and just went the opposite direction. It's like, I have to be the guy. Dude, we don't need you to win MVPs. We don't need you to be Aaron Rodgers. Manage the offense. Do the smart thing. They could have won today if they just managed the offense and played smart. They should have won today.
Comment from Stalus Tom, always a friend. He says, if Rodgers is released, they need to consider bringing him back in. Real men admit their mistakes and don't continue them. And Matt LaFleur is a weenie. You know what? I agree. I agree. Bring back Davante Adams. Alan Lazard scored in that last game. Adrian Amos tweeted a picture of him with a Packers logo behind him. Bring him back. I think Jake Kumerow is itching to get back in the league.
I want Mark Shimura back.
Chewy's. You see those streams? He's in game fucking shape, dude.
What about bagging donuts, Frankie Winters?
Who's looking for work?
Frankie Winters.
Remember, guys, according to Rodgers, we're the only team that gets rid of veteran players, so maybe we need to atone for that.
So, Jake, like, in what scenario do you think Matt LaFleur actually gets fired this offseason? Like,
none.
Well, no, I'm asking Jake, because, like he comes on here and gives us the same little rant. But, like, what probability do you think that LaFleur gets fired this year, Matt?
There is no scenario. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Like, why even talk about
LaFleur,
it?
If they start, like, 0-7, he'll get fired. But other than that.
That's like saying, you know, he's got why a should I years. Vote? You know, nothing's going to change. Like, you have to talk about it. And this is what this show is. It's sports discourse. Like, I'm being realistic about the situation. That's just. When you don't have an owner, there's no pressure. So LaFleur will continue to give you these fool's gold seasons where you win 10, 11 games, you win a division, and then choke in the playoffs. He'll say, it starts with me, and then, you know, repeat. Time is a flat circle.
I think, in my opinion, Matt LaFleur is the problem, but he's probably, like, also the most likely solution. Like, he's going to have to lock himself in a cabin somewhere and, like, figure out what to do to fix this team. Otherwise, like, we're pretty helpless. Unless
LaFleur says it will be a great reflection point this offseason why his team continued falling behind early against the NFC's top teams. If he had the answers now, it would have kept happening. This is my greatest criticism about LaFleur. I think that if LaFleur could pause time and figure out the answer, he would do it. If you could give LaFleur time, he could figure out the answer. But in the moment, he is not equipped to come up with quick decisions.
I agree. But I think last year he had the scapegoat of the defensive coordinator. Halfley, like, fixed that most of the time this year. And today, like, the defense looked amazing, even though they were banged up. I hope that LaFleur does take time to reflect.
Let me answer my dear friend Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Said
she doesn't understand my take on the if you switch. So if last year Jordan Love became the starter and then they lost in the wild card round, and then this year they won a wild card game and lost in the divisional round, we would be totally feeling different.
Yeah.
About where this team is, where things are at, we would be feeling very different. But what happened, and this happened with the Texans too, is they got a really good year because people are saying CJ Stroud sucks. Stroud's got like a 20-10 line for touchdowns and interceptions. But last year he was like 28-5. Like last year Stroud was insane. And last year Jordan Love had Jordan Love, those 8 games that he had outside of the Giants one, he was like, that's comparable to any stretch that Rodgers ever had, any stretch that any great quarterback ever had. He was amazing. So this year there was injuries and it was a little more bumpy and we lost to good teams. So if this year was 2023 and last year was 2024, we would feel better today. We'd still be pissed that we lost, obviously, but we'd feel better today about next year. Regarding next year, I think that we're on an escalation. We should be getting better. It's another year. We should be getting better. But I don't know that this team did anything for us to feel that way outside of normal, like, escalation. So I don't – there's not a lot that we saw today other than Jacobs where we can be like, oh, next year is going to be our year. Some teams lose. Like, Denver lost. You know, Denver loses. But they're like, okay, Bo Nix, that we feel good. Some teams lose and still feel good about what might happen this next year. I think where the Packers are is they're going to be 11-6, 12-5, lose a playoff game. I don't think there's anything that we think is going to be different. And that's great if you're another team that sucks looking in, but at some point it has to be better. You can't always do that. So I think next year I'm going to put the hammer. I feel like I'm coming off of like, what's the word? I feel like I'm coming off like I'm carrying water for the team. And I'm not purposely trying to carry water. I don't think that we are in the spot where we were going to be good. Tony, hey buddy. He says, did we expect to win this? I feel like we're on the 90s Packers track. Love made boneheaded farm mistakes. We'll be better next year. We had a quarterback who was hurt. We couldn't beat good teams. I am worried about our coaches. I'm worried that this is it. I think Love can get better. I think this is LaFleur. So if we're going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to be in spite of LaFleur. Because I think LaFleur is still going to find a way to fuck it up.
Is he on a hot seat next year?
No.
You think that, like, I'll even if yes. we did this again next year, they'd let it ride?
Mark thinks yes.
If they lose again next year and it's like this.
Well, maybe. I mean, you got Ed Policy coming in, like you mentioned, Q, so maybe he's got a different thing, but it's like, it seems like it's got to get really bad. Like, McCarthy, and I would love for him to be the coach now, but McCarthy should have been fired after 2014 because the team never came back from that. But it had to get real bad for him to get fired. And it's going to have to get real bad for LaFleur. The reason McCarthy got fired was because Mark Murphy looked around that Arizona game that they lost and no one was there. People stopped being interested. The Packers aren't firing coaches based on results. They're firing coaches based on apathy. Once people get apathetic about this team, then there'll be a change. Until then, they're not going to do that.
So you're saying it's on us as fans to change the regime? Like, we just have to not go?
Yeah.
We have to brown bag it?
I mean, I'm pretty much there as far as the apathy thing goes. Like, yeah, I'll watch.
I think, Jay, I felt a little, like, I felt the way that I did about this Packers season like I did about the Brewers season. I maybe didn't get as into it as a normal year because I never thought that there would be a championship. And I just wanted to win one game. I just wanted to, with the Brewers, I just wanted to win that series.
You didn't
with the Bucs, I still think, like, and I know, like, everyone wants to hate on them, but get in the playoffs and then we'll judge them from there. And if they don't win, then okay, trade Dame, whatever. But I still think this Bucs team, what's their record? Like, are they one game above 500? What are they? But I still think they can.
They're two games above 500.
This Bucs team has a lot more of a chance to win a title than this Packers team or this Brewers team did.
But I think.
Did you think that before the year?
This year? No.
Yeah.
No, you were saying they were a Super Bowl team.
The Packers?
Yeah. You said they were in the hunt.
Yeah, I think I guaranteed it on the show, on the national show. I think I did. But yeah, as you watch it, and Jordan Love got hurt, and then they're trying to have Malik Willis, and then they lose to the bad teams. Like,
I feel like we still didn't get a fair shake at who this team was. Like, it sucks that they got as injured as they did in this game. Like, because they hung in. Like, when we went down 10 to nothing, I thought it was going to be like 14 to nothing at that point. And then when it was 10 to nothing, I was like, oh shit, now it's going to be 17 to nothing. But it just like stayed at 10 to nothing. And like, if McManus hits that field goal he missed, like, I don't know. It just sucks. I think
these last 4 weeks have showed you who they are. They kicked the shit out of the Saints, or even the last 8 weeks. They've shown you who they are. They beat the Niners with a shitty quarterback. They beat the Dolphins, who can't play in the cold. They lost to the Lions in a competitive game against a good team. They beat the Seahawks, who they're better than. They kicked the shit out of the Saints with rookies. They lost to the Vikings in a game where they got pummeled in the beginning and then fake came back. They lost to the Bears because LaFleur's a moron. And then they lost today. This team is a bad, good team. They're better than shit, but not as good as good. That's what they are.
I would love to have seen what happens if, like, Jair plays today, or we don't lose our left guard, or, like, our receiver group isn't down to, like, the 6th, 7th, and 8th guys. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at.
Did they say something about Halfley?
Yeah.
So last week during the Bears, he's playing defenders like 10, 20 yards past on the line of scrimmage, like 10, 20 yards past it. So like, I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I think Halfley has done a good job this year, given what he has. But one thing that really, really hurts
this week.
Well, last week, you should have never been put in that situation anyways. That was the brilliance of LaFleur not running the clock down on the field goal. So, once again, but I do want to bring that up. Like, really think about it. Green Bay is winless in the division this year. They're a fingertip away from going 0-6 in the division. That's an issue. And I think nobody's really talking about that either for some reason.
Hey, I got a question. I got a text from a buddy that said, I was secretly rooting for Philly so we don't lose to Detroit. This Eagles guy says, good game, Pack fans. So I would rather lose today than against Minnesota or Detroit. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Facts.
I would rather lose today than against them.
100%.
And then with the Eagles, I think, like, historically, we don't have a lot of reason to like the Eagles. They beat us in some games that fucking suck. Kevin Burkhardt's like, oh, the 1960, that's the fuck you. It's 4th and 26 is the most famous
Freddie Mitchell.
One. Yeah. But we're either rooting for out of the NFC, we're either rooting for the Eagles or the winner of this Commanders Buccaneers game, because we're not, or the Rams. I guess of the NFC, the team that I'm actually rooting for is the John. Leave.
Oh my God.
Go watch the other game. There's a game on.
And leave. He would be so happy if that happened.
Get out of here. Go. So I'm rooting for the Eagles because I play them in a fantasy thing. But I probably am rooting for the Rams. I'm probably rooting for Tampa. I want to see Baker Mayfield. And then I'm probably rooting for the Rams. And then I'm probably rooting for the Eagles. And then between the Lions and Vikings, this Vikings team is less obnoxious than in years past. But I just hate them.
What Nathan! About the AFC? What's up, buddy? How you doing?
How you been?
Good. How are you?
How's the baby?
Lovely. She's got to experience her first big Packers loss today. So, you know, it's all good.
I like seeing you guys on the IG.
Thanks, man.
Like living through things, you know, because I'm an experienced dad now of 5 years. I like to see first-time dad.
Yeah, all the new stuff. It's fun. It's good.
Live through it. What do you think about the game?
I was with you. Never had any expectations to win it. We're just not as talented as the Eagles. It is what it is. I'm more interested in, like, going forward, what's going to happen, because, like, a lot of needs this offseason, obviously. Is Jair coming back?
Oh, fuck him.
Right? Like, he's probably played his last game as a Packer, so you need a lot of help. Nixon looked terrible tonight. Did you catch – I don't know. You might have been live already. Did you catch him, John, with Saquon at the end of the game there?
No.
Like after it was over, when they were shaking hands, they were, like, going at it. I'm like, what is Nixon talking shit for? I don't know what that was about, but –
Well, they were all talking shit, and there were plenty of fouls and penalties.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they go, well, LaFleur tried to tell these guys not to do that. Apparently, the message didn't come through. Of course it doesn't come through. What message from Matt LaFleur has ever come through?
It very much felt like just the wheels were off in this game, and it was undisciplined. Like, they showed that they were a young team today, and it, you know.
Your purgatory comment's good, because I don't think we should fire LaFleur, but no. We're also not going to win with him.
It feels a lot like Tomlin, honestly. It's a shorter stint, but it's like we're always going to be good with him. He's a good coach, and it's hard to replace good coaches, so I don't take that for granted. But at the same time, it's like, is he that good? Is Jordan Love that good? I don't know. We'll see. I think next year is going to be huge for him.
I think maybe the same. I think Jordan Love's a good QB. Maybe,
yeah, but he's
not a great QB.
To a Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. The thing that I talked about this week – on one of the shows was the Sacramento Kings make a lot of moves, and they do everything right. Like the trades they do, I think they try to do everything right. And I'm going to bring Ben L back into the proceedings. Hello, Ben. They try to do everything right, and that's fine. But also the guys they got just aren't good enough. They're just not good enough. And so the Packers, I think, are doing a lot of things right. But maybe they're just not good enough.
Well, yeah, and I feel like – I think you mentioned it earlier. Maybe it was on the last show how we were all excited coming in this year. We're like, we got three QB1s. Well, we have like three QB – or three, sorry, wide receiver ones.
I got a drop.
Like, and I'm like
– You're leaving?
Yeah, the stream's acting up for me.
Oh, well, good to see you.
I'm not sure we have three wide receiver twos.
I had him fine. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, he was fine to me, too. I'm not sure we have three wide receiver twos. I'm not sure Dobbs is ever going to play again. Like, because that second, that last concussion wasn't his first, right?
Oh, no. I think it's the big helmets are funny. I don't want to be rude, but
they didn't do much, obviously.
They look like video game helmets. They look like, why is this guy here? Ben, are you okay?
I'm okay.
He's good.
What the fuck happened?
Dude, you're crystal clear.
I wanted to reply to Q's comments about how I would have liked to see the team with Jair or, you know, whoever was injured, but everybody battles that at this point in the season.
Well, and next week we would have had no fucking healthy people.
I mean, had we pulled out that game and
we lost to the Lions by 35 points.
Yeah, we're not going to keep, like, come on.
But I say the Lions are more banged up than we are, and they're going to do better than we're doing.
Tom says, don't turn into Aaron Nagler levels of carrying water for the pack. We can either reset now or in 2 years. Let's just get it over with. Let me tell you something about me and the Packers. I tried to apply for a credential to the shareholders meeting, and they told me to sit in the stands. I have no fucking in with the Packers, okay? So I'm not carrying water for them in any way. I'm just telling you where I am and where I think. And where I think is that they were never going to win this year, and I am fine with that. Next year, I think the pressure's on a little bit more. Year three of Jordan Love as a starter, that's the year that Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl. I don't know that we win a Super Bowl, but I think they need to be better than this. And Matt LaFleur, I don't think I'm easy on him. So maybe I'm carrying a little bit of water for Jordan Love, but that's because I've just spent the last 3 hours fighting with Horvat about Aaron fucking Rodgers. Still, to this day.
Yeah, you are carrying a little bit for Jordan Love. I'll give Horvat that. But I'm not ready to say that Aaron Rodgers would have won that game. Next year, like I said, it's going to be big, and their schedule's brutal. Like I'm sure you saw the preview of it.
Saw some of it, yeah.
I mean, they're playing the Bengals, playing the Ravens.
Basically, any good quarterback in the league is playing at Lambeau next year.
Which will probably have like 7 or 8 primetime games because there's a lot of awesome matchups, but it's going to be very tough to even get to 11-6 next year, I feel like. So we could be doing this whole thing all over again.
Well, if anyone wants, I think our road trip is going to be Denver if anyone wants to meet me out in Denver.
Nice.
We went to Minnesota this year. That was.
I don't think I'll make it to that one.
That sucked. Minnesota was so weird. I go to this Minnesota game. I've been to a Patriots game. I've been to a Panthers game. I've been to these games, a Cowboys game, like Colts game. It's like I might get in a fight. Like I might die in a fight.
Who's better, Bo Nix or Jordan Love?
Love. But I get in this fight. I tried to get in a fight, the Viking. And then when they leave, everyone's just like, no one talked.
It's not passionate.
It's no one cared. It was so corporate. Weird. Bo Nix is pretty good though. Bo Nix is good.
I don't personally like Bo Nix.
I wish Love could run. I wish Love had that component to his game.
Bart, let me ask rip you off an 18-yard run. I responded to Horvat when he was going off on his tangent tonight on Twitter. What, as someone that carries water for Love, what does he do particularly well?
Beat the Cowboys.
Besides that, besides an awesome game, like what does he do consistently well? He's not that accurate. He can't run. He has okay games every now and then, but we have so many of these like 50% completion rate, throws a touchdown and a pick games that we get a lot more of those than we get like the three.
What are we comparing him to? Are we comparing him to Prime Rodgers?
Not comparing to anything. Just what is in his skill set that he does that's like better than average.
I think the problem with Love is there are times when his accuracy, it's never 100, but it's either 85 or it's 12.
Right.
Like there are times when.
Yeah, that sideline throw to Wicks on fourth down.
There are times when, rough. There are times when he looks lost.
That's me putting it nicely too. What, a 5 yard out and you throw it over his head with the game on the line? 55 million? I don't know.
Peter Bukowski, I'm going to call him up and propose to him. He said Matt LaFleur needs to play unhealthy amounts of Madden this offseason to manage the clock better.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
so Horvath was bitching on Twitter. I can only imagine.
Oh, just going crazy about how Rodgers would have won this game.
What a piece of shit.
Like Rodgers today.
That's
Rodgers.
He is drunk as fuck. There's no question.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I mean, I think we should have won. We could have won this. Not should have. We could have won this game. The defense did enough.
Defense did enough.
Horvat and I, when we were texting each other, we basically told each other, I love you. You're the greatest person. And he would say, my blind spot for Love, and I said, your blind spot for Rodgers is disqualifying for you as a person. Like, you
wasn't he a blind spot for Josh Allen, too?
No, Rami thought Josh Allen.
Was Rami. Rami. My bad.
I think what Rami thought, Rami used to say Josh Allen was garbage. because I think Rami for the longest time thought Josh Allen was Josh Rosen. and then didn't realize it was too late.
Sorry, I mixed them up. I couldn't remember.
And then was just like going with it. You know, just kind of like going with it.
Just double down.
Yeah,
I don't really have any more thoughts on the game. I'm more interested to see what happens in this offseason. I think they have a lot of needs. I think they still need to get a wide receiver. So like I said, I don't think Dobbs may never – he might not even play again. He's just concussion three and two in a month. I mean
– my pun was it's getting old being the youngest team in the league.
Oh, Ben. I'm glad your internet worked.
What award are we winning by being the youngest team? What does it prove if we're getting absolutely? Well,
it proves that I think it proves that it's a great accomplishment to be able to make the playoffs when you have a team that's this inexperienced. But
last year, I'd say last year's
half the league gets in the playoffs now. Is it really that big of an accomplishment? We were 1-5 in the division and made the playoffs. Is it really
half the league? You're right, 14.
Is it really that big of an accomplishment? This was a disappointing year.
Yeah, we limped in.
Yeah, for sure, limped. Like it was a super disappointing year for me. Like I think we beat the teams we were supposed to beat, except for the Bears last week, and we lost every game that we weren't favored in. Essentially, like we
also Love's $55 million contract is not like it's not that it's structured. I don't give a shit
what we're paying Jordan Love because, like any starting quarterback in the league, you're going to pay a lot of money to. It just is what it is.
I'll throw a hypothetical out there. I brought up Bo Nix for this reason, right?
We're not winning with Bo Nix today.
If you didn't pay Love, would you have drafted Bo Nix to replace Love?
I mean,
we're not winning with this version of Jalen Hurts today. He didn't do shit.
No.
We're not. What's the minimum? We're not winning with Brock Purdy today.
I think it's hard for me to say. I hate Brock Purdy, but he probably would have had a better game than Love or Hurts.
We're probably
where's the minimum of what we're
Daniels, maybe.
Who?
Jaden Daniels, maybe.
Yeah, Daniels, yeah.
I don't know. They were shit. The Packers were all shit, not just Love.
Yeah.
Jared Goff?
No.
Jared Goff wins that game today. He's good.
Got so many weapons. I would
draw the line at Jared Goff. I think we win with Jared Goff.
Does Sam Darnold win the game?
No. Yeah, Darnold, no. Goff, yes.
Where's Jared Goff in your rankings of in your tiers? Like, to me, he's a top five quarterback.
I still have Dak as a top five quarterback, so don't ask me about quarterback tiers.
What?
I love Dak. I think he's amazing.
I like Dak, but I don't think he's top five.
John Frank, who said he was leaving 20 minutes ago, says you guys would have won today if you had Caleb Williams.
Absolutely not.
Honestly, I don't hate that take because if they had him from the jump, maybe
you fucked him over. You ruined him. Cade McNown wins that game from Dave.
I don't think so. I don't think either of those guys won that game.
How about Tom Brady calling Josh Jacobs Brandon Jacobs?
Yeah, he called Najee Harris or Najee Harris Najee Davenport the other week. CTE.
He also called the Eagles the Phillies today. So like there's a lot of
if I took this jacket off, the pit stain under here would be elite. Should I?
No.
Show him.
I got gray on, so I don't
it's not that bad.
It's not as bad as I thought it would
Let's talk about the nipples.
The nipple sweat.
Oh, I got nipple stain? Ooh, yikes.
I think that's just peck sweat. He's been hitting the bench.
Guys, this jacket is fucking heavy.
It's a nice sick jacket.
I got a black one like that.
Wait,
though.
Miller Lite sponsored, too.
Ooh.
Is that fake vintage or for real vintage?
Oh, it's a satin, baby.
Is that from the back in the day, or did you pick that up?
Oh, yeah, I got two of them, too. I got one with the G.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to burn this sweatshirt. It doesn't even fit me that well and obviously didn't help today.
I wish Prangy Way still exists because this is the Prangy Way font and nobody remembers that. Do you guys remember Prangy Way or no? Prangy Way?
Is the end zone still that font?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that.
All right, I'm going to go to bed. I mean, watch this game. I mean, go to the bar and get a drink.
Yeah, go to the bar. I want to go too. I got kids though.
I'm gonna slap a 20 in the machine, see what happens.
Oh, I won't do that. Take that. I'd have to be pretty drunk to do that.
Do you, before you go, do you have a Super Bowl future?
So all year I've been saying Chiefs Lions. By the way, I did a $3 bet on Fliff for all the games.
I don't know what that is.
It's just a, so I took, I'm still alive because I took Bills to cover, Steelers. I took Bills to cover, Ravens to win outright. I wasn't sure how the spread would be. What was the first game? Texans to win. I took Eagles to cover. And now I have Bucks to cover, and I think the Rams win.
I like it.
Ooh, you picked the Rams?
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to beat Minnesota. That's
a bold take.
So my all year I've been saying Chiefs Lions, and I do think like the I think the Chiefs. The thing with the Chiefs is they get. I don't think they're lucky. I think they've conquered how to win luck. I think they've figured it out.
How are they any different than the Patriots teams of the tens? Like that's how they were just kind of boring and won a lot.
Then don't be on the stream, sir.
Don't come to the circus, dude.
And don't be. Don't come to the circus.
Don't come to the circus.
Don't come to the circus. I know I'm a clown.
It's hot in here. I mean, you're
being a clown.
You saw how sweaty we are.
Yeah, I don't ever not. I lean into being a clown. Don't come to the circus. That's a good one, Ben. God, Ben's firing him off tonight.
Well, I'm angry. You know, you get me. Fucking make me watch this.
So right now, what I think is I do, as much as I love Chiefs Lions as my pick, I think the Bills have something magical going on.
I agree.
Although that game next week is going to be so fucking good. I cannot wait.
I don't want to fall into that next week is the AFC Championship. Or
next week is the Super Bowl, Nathan.
Kind of, yeah. I kind of feel like whoever comes out of that.
And I feel like the Eagles can beat the Lions. I think the Eagles can beat the Lions.
Well, yeah, the Lions are still kind of – they're still pretty banged up, right?
And yeah. I think the NFC is a toss-up between, like, a lot of teams. Lions.
Dropping F-bombs, not very smart, my guy.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Wait, is this the guy that didn't want to come to the circus?
Yeah, it's a circus guy.
Oh, that's his comeback. Impressive.
Yeah. Doesn't like swear words. Like he didn't just rip off 30 today.
I thought it was somebody else that was like, oh, this
all these people. He probably ran out of he couldn't find a lighter for his fucking Marlboros today. He's like, where's my fucking lighter? Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Got him.
Fuck you, JJ. JJ fuck kick.
Yeah, his last name is Fucklick.
Yeah, Fucklick. That's probably why he hates it.
Fucklick guy.
Fucklick.
He licks his own JJ.
Fucking Fucklick. Fucking bitch. When I said I wanted to go 4 minutes ago, I should have.
Yeah.
Probably had a good time.
This was unnecessary. This is the circus. You've got the bearded lady here. You've got the three-legged man, JJ.
Let's go. It's a party.
I don't understand what happens because every time I do this, there's always somebody from another team that finds their way in to become the main character.
How do they find their way here?
I don't know.
It's awesome.
I don't know. I did one where we lost to the Lions, and that was like the highest viewed show I've had in months because Lions fans found it to like shit on us.
I don't even know other cities' stream links.
How do you even? How do you go on YouTube and be like, God, I wonder what the Eagles fans were saying about the Packers? How do you find it? How does it come up in your feed? My AI. Feed is so, I'm so buried by the algorithm. I got no idea. Except on Facebook, where I'm trolling people like Mercy. It's pretty good.
Amen.
All right, boys, thank you.
It's good seeing you, Bart.
Peace.
Good seeing you. Ben, thanks for popping on. Glad you figured it out. And that is this episode of Into the Winklerverse. I want to thank everybody who came on. Mark, Jake, Q, Nathan, Ben, JJ Fucklick. That Bears guy. We'll be back. What a weird thing. What a weird fucking thing. All right. Go buy some gummies. See ya.
All right, guys, it's Chael Sonnen, MMA superstar, American gangster, and the host of the one and only Your Welcome podcast, which drops every Tuesday and Friday. I'm going to bring you the best sports coverage from the best talker in history, me. And once in a while, I even spend a whole show calling you. Yeah, that happened. Guys, follow me, subscribe, listen. Whatever the terms are they're using these days, do that with my show, You're Welcome, and do it wherever you get this Blue Wire podcast. That includes Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you're listening right now.